91X News.
It's 12 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Nick Ogden. Last night's showing of the radio-themed documentary I Am What I Play at Loyalist College looks at some of the top radio stars of their time. However, there's some local radio DJs that can weigh in on the golden era of radio. Sean Can Shepherd has the story.
I Am What I Play is a documentary that follows four radio DJs from the 1960s and 80s and the changes that were made to the radio industry. Something that the DJs from Belleville's Rock 107 know all too well about.
You know, you come into work and it's a fun thing you do and it's not killing you.
Rick Kevin is the weekday afternoon host for Rock 107 and has been in the industry for over 40 years. He likens it as being anything but a job.
It's a different way of life, though. And if you want to make $1 million, you're not in the right business.
One of the big changes Kevin has seen in his job was the switch over from hardware to software.
Back when I started in radio, we were playing 45s and switching to carts and stuff like that. But it's automation today, and it's simple, and it's easy, and everything's pre-programmed for you.
Another longtime radio host is Greg Moulton, the weekend host for Rock 107, and with 30 years of experience under his belt. He says one of the things that had been scaled back during his time was character voices.
And sometimes you ran out of things to say, so if you had a character voice, you'd have somebody to talk to. So you would talk to yourself, but you would have somebody to talk to, and it was a lot of fun. A lot more personality was involved.
Moulton also talked about the scaling back of humor during radio broadcasts.
A lot of humor was lost when you went to the 10 in a row, a lot of the sweeps, and there's not as much humor on the radio as there used to be. It used to be a really funny time to listen.
Despite the shortcomings, there's still a degree of fun for anyone wanting to get into the industry.
If you want to get a job in the business, be persistent. You know, don't give up. You know, I know there's not a lot of jobs because of automation, but just don't give up. Be persistent.
SC Shepherd, QNET News, Belleville.
Belgian authorities have lowered their threat alert to the second highest level in Brussels. That means that the threat assessment now stands at the same level throughout the country. Since Saturday morning, the capital had been under a warning of a serious and imminent threat. Today's lowering of the threat level came as a surprise, since the government had said that it would likely keep it at the highest threat level throughout the weekend. As part of Canada's Syrian refugee resettlement program, Ottawa has given $10 million to the United Nations Refugee Agency. It will also provide help to a number of UN agencies where staff are working overtime to select the thousands of refugees that will arrive here in the coming weeks. The money is part of a $100 million funding promise the Liberals made during their election campaign. Ottawa is also contributing aid to the UN agencies in Syria, Iraq, Egypt and Europe to cover basic needs and services for the 4 million people displaced by the ongoing civil war in Syria. A member of the Quinney Healthcare Board of Directors was appointed to the Order of Canada last week. Tiendanega man David Johnston was officially sworn in at a ceremony in Ottawa last Wednesday. Johnston was appointed for his lifelong work in charitable and philanthropic organizations. He tells QNET News that the way he learned he was joining the Order of Canada was a special moment for him.
I was sitting here one morning having coffee and the phone rang, and it was the Governor General on the other end of the line saying that he had some good news for me. So that was just sort of icing on the cake, but it is obviously a wonderful honor.
Groups of new members are appointed twice a year, with announcements in July and December. Those new members are officially sworn in at Rideau Hall within a year of the announcement. Mountain biking is on its way to Belleville's Riverside Park. City Council has approved planning for 10 kilometers of mountain bike trails and tracks to be built throughout the park. The project is the idea of Tyler Alsop, a member of the Quinty Mountain Trail Biking Group. Alsop says he wants to share his passion for biking with the community.
Well, I'm trying to get more people out and active, really, in the community. Cycling for me was a huge impact on my life, and I want to be able to share that with other kids and other families.
Alsop expects the project to be completed by next June. Adele is back. QNET News reporter Ashley Clark hit the hallways at Loyalist College to ask people about Adele's new music.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to...
It's been 4 years since superstar singer Adele has been in the spotlight. On Friday, she finally released her newest album, 25. QNET asked people at Loyalist College what they thought of it, and most people admitted to only hearing the hit single Hello. But the reviews for the song were positive.
I like it. It's good. It's catchy.
It's a really good song.
That's actually the very first Adele song that I like. It's incredible.
Heartfelt ballad.
It's pretty powerful. It could help someone going through a breakup.
I like it.
It's Adele. I just like her voice.
Since the album release, Adele has sold over 2.4 million copies in the U.S. in just 4 days. This breaks the record for most albums sold in a week previously held by NSYNC. Ashley Clark, QNET News, Belleville.
Santa Claus will be making his way through Quinte West this Saturday. Frankfurt will be holding its Santa Claus parade at 2 o'clock, and it starts at the Frankfurt Arena. Then at 4:30, there will be a parade starting at Centennial Park in Trenton. That parade will head up Bay Street to Campbell, then over to Dundas. It will then head west on Dundas, over the bridge, and through downtown. That's QNET News on 91X to 4:07 p.m. Haley Rose has sports next.
Best Buy Mobile in the Quinte Mall is your source for the hottest smartphones this winter. With a huge selection and unbeatable prices on the best devices and carriers, you're sure to find the perfect phone. Kicking off the Black Friday weekend, visit Best Buy Mobile in the Quinte Mall November 26th and 27th for the VIP sale. Then, amazing Black Friday week deals run all the way until December 3rd. With the latest phones on all the greatest plans, you're sure to find the phone to fit your lifestyle. Unbeatable Black Friday deals only at Best Buy Mobile in the Quinte Mall.
Good afternoon. I'm Haley Rose with QNET Sports. The NHL and NBA are taking the day off, but the NFL presents a three-game schedule for the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday. Detroit and Philadelphia are underway in the early game. Carolina visits Dallas, and Green Bay is home to Chicago. The CFL awards will be handed out tonight in Winnipeg. Quarterback Henry Burris of the Ottawa Red Blacks is up against Calgary pivot Bo Levi Mitchell in the most outstanding player category. The Red Blacks will take on the Edmonton Eskimos in the Grey Cup game on Sunday. Norway's Yidel Janstrud posted the fastest time in Thursday's training run for the Lake Louise World Cup men's downhill. Eric Gouet is the quickest Canadian in sixth. The season opening downhill is Saturday, followed by Sunday's Super G at the Alberta Ski Resort. Janstrud will attempt to defend his win from last year, when he swept both races. His time in training was 1 minute 48 seconds. Travis Gagnon from the U.S. was second in 1 minute 49.1, and Austrian Max Franz was third in 1 minute 49 seconds. A nagging lower body injury will sideline Montreal Canadiens goalie Gary Price for at least another week. He has been added to the injured list after leaving last night's game against the New York Rangers. The reigning Hart and Venezia Trophy winner missed 9 games earlier this season with the same injury. In Junior C hockey tonight, the Picton Pirates host the Port Hope Panthers at 7:30. A concussion bill named for a 17-year-old girl who died after being injured while playing high school rugby has been introduced in the Ontario legislature with rare all-party support. Rowan Stringer's mother, Kathleen, says her daughter was a nurturing person who would want this law in her memory to help other children.
We feel that this law will help protect children and take care of them, and she would be very proud of that.
Rowan's Law would establish a committee to get the recommendations that came out of the coroner's inquest into her death implemented within a year. Hamburg's bid for the 2024 Olympics faces a public referendum Sunday among voters in the North German port city. Organizers hope the bid that has already been submitted to the IOC won't share the same fate as Munich's proposed candidacy for the 2022 Winter Games. That bid was rejected in a public vote. Australian tennis player Jürgen Milzer says he will be out for 9 months and miss the 2016 Rio Olympics following surgery on his left shoulder. The 34-year-old Milzer hasn't played since the U.S. Open 3 months ago and has been struggling for years with persistent shoulder problems. He was planning to play doubles at the Olympics next summer. Two Canadian athletes will get Pan Am bronze medals after a pair of Peruvian athletes were disqualified as a result of doping infractions. Swimmer Alec Page and distance runner Rachel Hanna will move from fourth to third place. Canadian swimmer Zach Chertrot will have his medal upgraded from bronze to silver. The changes bumped Canada's total to 219 medals from the Games last summer. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now, back to Nick for the weather.
The forecast for Belleville tonight, mainly cloudy with 30% chances of showers, winds south 20 kilometers an hour, gusting to 40 with a low of 9. Friday brings periods of rain, winds southwest 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50 with a high of 11. Friday night will have periods of rain changing to a few flurries near midnight and ending before morning, then cloudy with a low of minus 3. Saturday is sunny with a high of plus 3, and Sunday ends the weekend with a mix of sun and cloud and a high of plus 3. At 4:12, it's 12 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Nick Ogden, QNET News. News on 91X next at 5.